Saturday, March 12th, 2022. Your net control tonight is NY4G, November Yankee 4 Golf. My name is Ariel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina line, near Highway 276. The repeater, at an elevation of 3,500 feet, is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate at the frequency are invited to check in. Also, as an added convenience, you can check in via Echolink. For more traffic for the net, please call NY4G. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call NY4G. Once only, I will pause for Echolink stations right now for check-ins via Echolink. Roll call, there's a bunch of folks that are checked in via the BRARS pre-net check-in process, and there's a whole bunch, about 18 or so, that are checked in via this process. They are W4FCM, his name is Fred, PR, and for IEI, Isla, and also in PR, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer, KI4RDL, Kenneth in Traveler's Rest, and KO4KFS, Tommy in Greenville, and W2T, that's Rusty in Moore, South Carolina, and KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacresville, KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, K1CJW, that's Roland in Pickens, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville, K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, KG4WNP, that's Landon in Dacresville, and KO4RYP, that's Anna in Asheville. We will now begin the roll call, and this is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, your name, your location, and signal your intent if you want to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight being Saturday, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Scenario, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be short time tonight. 73 CU and all on the net.
Tank control. Kilo 4, Delta Tango Yankee. KI4DTY, this is Daniel in Taylor's, and I'm negative and negative.
G. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control NY4G acknowledging our first group. Among them is Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rick. Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena. And KM4 MOQ, that's Michelle. Thanks for checking in tonight. And the next one is KI4 DTY, that's Daniel in Piedmont. And KM4 BLH. That's Kurt in Greenville. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
Kilo 4, Bravo Golf Romeo Brit. You have now been negative and negative.
4G. No, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment. Be hanging out with
me. Ariel, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Ariel, and all on the net.
Check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
A good group that just checked in. The first one I was a little bit too quick for my pencil, but I may get it wrong. If I do get it wrong, please call back. I think it was Kilo Kilo 4 Bravo Bravo Romeo. That's Ralph. That's the one I'm not sure of. KN4CHY, that's Keith and Seneca. KI4DOS, Gary. And K4JOY, Joy, his bride and Easley. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave and Easley. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
Kilo Kilo 4, Bravo Golf Romeo, Brit, yeah, and negative, negative.
Kilo Kilo 4 Bravo Golf Romeo, and that's Brett. Thank you for checking in. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G. Next group, Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
4G. The 4 Foxtrot Hotel in Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
Hello, NY4G on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Acknowledging the next couple of check-ins. Kilo Oscar 4 HKX. Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick. And W4 FHJ, that's Gene calling from Taylor's. Thank you for checking in, folks. And anybody else on the Echo Through Hotel group, please call NY4G. To the India Through Lima group, India Through Lima, please call NY4G.
NG. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Ariel, to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No credit, no comment.
4G. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight, bringing us together. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. Stay warm. 73.
Up there, the next group of check-ins are Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, that's James, checking in from Tuxedo, North Carolina, and W4, India, Oscar, Echo, that's Sid and Fletcher, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, that's Larry, and checking in with him is his bride, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo, that's Donna. They make their home in Greer. Thanks for checking in, folks, and we're still in the India Through Lima group, and anybody else on the India Through Lima group, please call NY4G. The Mike Through Papa group, please call NY4G.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you and all in the net. I'll be negative to negative.
4G.
Kilo, Stephen and Greer. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3.
November Yankee 4 Golf, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And acknowledging the next group of check-ins, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. That's Fred. He's mobile in Piedmont. Be careful there on the mobile. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. That's Walton Inman. And Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, that's Stephen and Greer. Anybody else in the Mike through Papa group, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Deer Camp tonight. And Ariel, when you have a moment, I'd like a really quick QSO with KK4JBQ, please.
Go ahead with your QSO with KK4JBQ.
JBQ, KO4NUE.
NUE, you have KK4JBQ here.
And you, would you mind staying on frequency after the net, sir?
KK4JBQ, back to net.
For the Blue Ridge 2-meter radio, 2-meter net, and let's move on to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G.
4G. And KO4QOG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris, Liberty, in and out.
Acknowledging the next 2 Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, that's Chad from Deer Camp, and Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf, that's Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in, folks, tonight. We're still in the Quebec through Tango group. Please call NY4G.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo, KO4 RUR. This is Chris. I'm down here in the Greenville area. I'll be in and out, 73, everybody.
Check in, AA4QS, at Donald, and M4DME, Paul. We in the core, we'll be negative, negative, and LOL on that.
4Q Quebec Sierra, I missed your name. Can you repeat the name again, please? Okay, next two check-ins are KO4, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo, that's Chris in Greenville, and AJ4, Alpha Juliet 4, Quebec Sierra, that's Donald. Thank you for checking in. Let's move on to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call NY4G.
Now, Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, Randy. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, Linda, up in Asheville.
They forgot N4DME, Paul.
Next three are KI4VLW, Victor Lima Whiskey, that's Randy, and Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, that's Linda, and I seem to have forgotten and did not write down November 4, Delta Mike Echo. Anybody else on check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on in the Uniform Through Zulu group, please call NY4G.
X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Granville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative. Listening in. Everybody have a nice evening.
Plan Y4G on the bridge to Internet, acknowledging the next two. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's Tommy, calling in from Southern Greenville County. And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, that's Steve, calling from Inman. All right, that, let's go on to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, the entire alphabet, looking for check-ins. Bridge to Internet, please call NY4G.
4G. This is Kilo Delta 4 Delta Romeo Alpha. I'm Rick. Also check in my wife, Kilo Delta 4 Nancy Delta Charlie, and she's Diane. We'll be in and out tonight. Good to hear you, Ariel. Good job with the net.
NY4G on Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Acknowledging the next two. That's KD4DRA, Kilo Delta 4, Delta Romeo Alpha. That's Rick. And checking in with him is Kilo Delta 4, November Delta Charlie. That's Diane. Thanks for checking in. Alpha through Zulu still looking for check-ins. Anyone anywhere within the sound of my voice, please call NY4G. Hearing none, this is NY4G now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for the check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will now begin the RAG chew. I don't have any on the RAG chew list unless I missed one. If you are intending to chat for the RAG chew and I missed you, please call NY4G.
NY4G. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Casey 4, Easy and Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Ariel. Thanks for calling the net.
Y4G acknowledging Harry, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. That's a good signal coming in from Candler, North Carolina. So, still looking for check-ins before I close the net. Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
Chicken Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Have a good evening.
NY4G, Blue Ridge to Meternet, acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's Duncan calling in from Asheville. Last chance for check-ins before I close the net. No one's on the RAG chew list. Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G. Try and copy the net report. NY4G. Net control for the Blue Ridge Commuter Net for March 12th, 2022. QNI was 53. QTC is 1. Break, signed NY4G. How copy? This is NY4G now securing the Blue Ridge Commuter Net for tonight, Saturday, March 12th. Thanks for the check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night. Thank you.
KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, I'm buttoned up for the night. Winds are still brisk here, and I've got the patio umbrella down, otherwise I'd lose it. And I have draft stoppers under the door, or against the door, I guess. We can prepare, but I just I feel awful for the other living things out there that might have thought we were gonna have spring. KK4JBQ.
Well, me and Anna up here at the deer camp, and it's funny you say that. We think a squirrel has got up in the rafters again, and it's trying to get settled in for the night, and it's about to drive Anna crazy. But it don't bother me, but I know he's just trying to get out of the cold. But like you're telling her, it's firewood in the fireplace and the wood stove crackling and popping, and she ain't buying it.
I don't know about Anna, but Donna has better hearing than I do. I have some hearing loss owing to on stage loud music at one time in my life. Stood right next to a big tower speaker, and that was no good for my hearing. It's a loss that is. It's there, and then it's not there. You know, when you cross the boundaries in the loss, I've tested my own hearing, and I know exactly where it is. Oddly, it's where a lot of alarms are. Let's see what it is. When the dryer says that the clothes are dry, I can't hear it, but she can hear it upstairs. It's just the oddest thing. It's just like it doesn't exist. The alarm is going off and it doesn't exist. And some kitchen timers, I had to shop around for a timer. We were replacing a little timer that had been with us for goodness over 20 years. And everyone, they don't stipulate what the frequency is when the timer goes off. Well, I'd have one that I could hear. KK4JPQ.
I was talking about timers. I got a little timer here that I keep in the cabin. I found it at the flea market, and it's an egg timer. It goes up to 10 minutes, and I think it was made in the 50s or 60s, and it wasn't working when I got it. I got it for like 50 cents, and I took the back of it off, cleaned it up, and I keep it down here at the deer camp, and got it working. And you know, you have to turn it past a certain number, and then you go back to the number you want. But I got a little note written up underneath it that says, "My way, 7 minutes." So last time we was up here, Anna saw it for the first time. She said, "What does that mean, my way, for 7 minutes?" And I said, "Well, it's 7 minutes. That's exactly how I like my egg." So I'll throw those eggs in the water in 7 minutes. I got the center just the way I want. So, but I can hear it. It dings. It's got a big metal bell behind it, and it dings one time, ding, and then, you know, but I don't have a problem hearing that.
Well, that has to be a little striker hitting a bell. Yes, that's the way they made them back then, and they were always reliable, I suppose, even if it only dinged once. There, I'm sure the next step would be to have the little thing vibrate against the bell. Ding a ding a ding a ding a ding ding, you know. Oh, that sound that I just made, that reminds me I have listened to it several times, I have to admit. The video of the send-off of the married couple, and you were mimicking the sound of the horn. Doot 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 doot. And I can't hear that without just barely laughing, you know. That really gets me. Doodly doot. Oh, thank you for sharing that. It was not like being there, and you know, maybe when when another child marries, I might get an invitation to the wedding. And that will, we would be real pleased to receive an invitation. But I guess I should get to know them first, wouldn't you say?
Hey, they came back off of their honeymoon today, so they're at home, and I tried to call him, and he picked up the phone, so I suspect it probably wore out, but I did manage to get my horn back, and you know, we'll catch up with them maybe tomorrow and try to figure out, you know, how their honeymoon went and all. But, so yeah. But other than that, what's been going on your way?
I've been working out a few computer problems, a few things that I think are gremlins. No reason why they show up, and no reason that I can tell that it goes away, that I fixed it with all my attempts at correcting things. I think they're just getting old. I don't know when a computer thinks it gets old, but maybe when you nearly fill up the hard drive. I think that's where I've that's what I've got myself into. Computers, they're easy to figure out if you know them well enough, you know. When you ask a computer to accomplish something for you, it's just a keystroke for you. But the computer may have to have space in order to do the computing or to rearrange information on the disk so a file can be saved. And it doesn't tell you what it's doing and any difficulty it's having while it's doing it. It doesn't tell you that. So maybe I just need to, as hard as it would be, I know I've tried to do it before, migrate things off of a hard drive onto some longer-term storage and clear up major, major portions of the hard drive. I've got I guess it's 500 gigabytes, which is an insane amount of storage space when you think about it. I know they're bigger drives, but I started computing with a hard drive that was, 200 megabytes? You know, and we thought we were getting a lot done with drives that size. I have actually an old Western Digital drive upstairs in a box. It's an antique, you know, 10 megabytes. Yeah, 10 megabyte hard drive. And that was external storage. There was much less than the computer itself. But that dates me, doesn't it? Oh, dear.
I remember taking computer science. Might have been fifth or sixth grade. Probably sixth grade. Holly Springs had two Commodore 64s that the school district bought, and oh man, boy, we've come a long way. I mean, a long way. But it was, if I remember right, I think it was all DOS, and we spent, I don't know how many weeks writing this program that we made it run a sentence, you know, over and over and over, so it just populated all the way through the screen. And it took us like 3 weeks to learn to write that, if I remember right. Some little simple something. And then we wrote another program to make it count. And I thought I was something else with a Commodore 64. And then, yeah, it was fifth grade because the next year they actually got some floppy drives to go with it. I think it came with a floppy drive, but they had a floppy drive that sat off to the side of it, too. So I guess that kind of dates me, too.
Especially when I think that there are many young adults over the age of 18, many young adults who don't know what the world could be like without a computer, or for that matter, a computer, a very powerful one that you carry in your pocket. I've heard, of course, that the first moon landing, I believe that was Apollo 11, had the best computers we knew how to make back in 1969, but they were archaic compared to what we can carry, what we carry around in a cell phone every day. But we got to the moon with it. That's a real accomplishment when you look back at they were pioneers, you know, in so many ways. I mean, not only were they the first on the moon, but the computer on board was, oh goodness, well, it got them there and back. That's wonderful, really wonderful. But what do you say to someone who's never known a world without a computer, without having people instantly receive a message from you, or a phone call, or a video picture of them as they speak to you? We forget just how amazing that might seem to someone when we were children. That would very seem amazing. And I have a watch on my wrist, an Apple Watch, that is so much like Dick Tracy's watch in the comic strips, if you read Dick Tracy back in the day. Yeah, so enough of that. It was good to hear Walt on the net tonight. He might even be listening in right now. I am amazed how well he is doing, how well he speaks, and it must be a struggle for him. But if you are listening, Walt, please keep it up. We love to hear you. Anything you gotta say? KK4 JBQ.
I'm on the song that I thought all of us all the same. But I'm the same to lose. I'm tired of the summer of death. I'm a victim.
That's so special, Walt. Thank you for listening in and joining us here tonight. It's great to hear you. It really is. I've prayed so hard just that you would get through this, such a thing you've been through, but also on the other side that you might have some ability to reach out and do what you just did. Thank you so much.
Hey, Walt. It's nice hearing you, bud. And just keep digging. Tighten your boot laces up. Lean into it. We're doing great. You're doing great. Nice hearing you. Cable 4NUE.
So for that, I'm going to step to the dialogue.
You get some good rest. That's the very best thing for you right now. Get some good rest. Chad, how about that? That is just wonderful. You may have had conversations with Walt, but that's the first one that I've had with him since his surgery, and that's, I'm just tingling all over. Yeah. KK4JBQ.
KL4NUE. yeah, it is. That's pretty impressive. And Walt, keep it up. Like I said, keep it up. Keep digging. Tighten your boot laces up and lean into it. And I appreciate you. 73's, buddy. KO4NUE. Larry, I just want to drop by for a few minutes to catch up with you. Nothing special. But just wanted to say hello. And I'll give you a holler this week, I guess. And we'll catch up. But nothing really eventful. Just, you know, cool to catch up.
Matt, if there's, you know, I can take a call anytime. It's, you know, it's ringing through on my phone. It's not heard anywhere else in the house. And, you know, there's things you might want to discuss that don't belong in a public forum like this. You can call me anytime, just anytime. It sounds like you're tired, and I suppose that's called for, you know, when you give a child away to marriage and much less all the other things that you get into every day. I wonder before you go if you might have had a second crack at that installation for who was it, Patrick? The one where it had to come down and you're going to add more length to the tower. Has that come to pass yet?
HKX. Yes, we've got it up and I'm talking to you on it right now and I've managed to get in with just 10 watts tonight.
Oh boy, that sounds so good. Well, I hope it's up and up to stay. I'm sure you feel the same. That's, you know, it's a big effort to get it up the first time, but taking it down again within a few days for an improvement, of course, but that's just really great. I'm so pleased for you. I'm not in a place where I can imagine anything like that. So all the best to you, and I hope it works really excellent for you. KK4JBQ.
Couldn't have got it done without Chad and Daniel helping me. There's no way. Because it wrestled the three of us pretty good. I'm sure Chad will tell you he's sore, and I talked to Daniel. I know he's sore, and so am I. That antenna has been a bear to get up there.
Patrick, you know what they say about wrestling bears. So I guess it's you all and Davy Crockett. But remember, he was only three.
NUE. Yeah, so we did good. It took us, I guess, a total of 2 days. But we did good, and it was, I was really impressed on the ride home. Patrick was able to get into the Cubs for Peter. 145330. And boy, that felt really nice to hear, you know, Patrick up on that repeater. And I think we were both excited. And when I finally made it to I-26 on the way back home, we stayed on that repeater all the way home. And I was just tickled to death. I mean, just tickled to death.
Patrick, you have joined an exclusive club. I once heard the very small percentage of hams that have working towers, whether that be a very high mast or an actual, you know, store-bought, grown tower of whatever height. It's a very small, it's under 10%. And, you know, you're just in a situation where you really needed it. And, you know, you had a, you had a topography issue, I guess you call it. Now you've gotten over that hump. And I know I heard some conversation about perhaps you're wanting to do some DX. Well, there you go. Best of luck to you.
It's amazing how much better I can hear and what I can reach now also. I've tried it out a couple of times on different things today. It's pretty amazing where I can get to, KO4HX.
Chad, I wasn't really clear just what antennas are on the tower right now, and maybe did you all discuss about the tower's future? Is it going to hold other antennas?
Patrick, you want to take it, or do you want me to?
I'll go ahead. And first off, no more antennas. If it comes down, it's going somewhere else. It's got a 2-meter beam on it, which is a cruise craft, 12 element. And then it's got a tram 1480 vertical up on top of it, about 17 feet tall. So it's on up there.
All covered. You got VHF and perhaps UHF with the tram covered. Not familiar with that model, but I know I have a tram on top of my car as a mobile, and it does a great job on VHF and UHF. Oh boy. Well, success is sweet, but it doesn't come without a cost. I'm sure both of you are worn out. When did you finally finish it up?
At dark last night.
That's why Chad is so exhausted. Am I right, Chad?
KO4NUE. Yeah, you might as well call me Festus, because I've been gimping around here since yesterday, and I had to turn the, well, I got home last night, and I had the radio on, and when I finally laid down, the net started. Chandler wanted to have a quick QSO during the net, and I was hollering and gimping all the way to the radio, but I did it. But boy, it was not fun. But I mean, it's all good. It's all good. I'm starting to heal up a little bit, but it was. I think I learned a lot. I learned a lot. It's amazing how many times you mess with an antenna or a coax or a radio, and then you learn something different every time. And I know I definitely learned something on this one. I won't be real careful. I almost say a whole lot about another person's station, but it did good, and we did good, and we poked fun at each other for, you know, like we always do. And I will say this, and I'll go ahead and own it. I've figured out why the rotator wouldn't rotate, and one of the things I learned was that this steel trap of a mind I've got may not be a steel trap anymore. It might be. It's still a steel trap, but it's closed. I got the on the bottom of the rotator. I had the connections wrong on the bottom of the rotator, and I wrote everything down down. I took pictures on the cell phone and still got it mixed up. So, but it's all good. We got it figured out, but, you know, I'll own it.
If that will happen. That will happen to the best of us, the most experienced of us. But you have years and years of communication experience, and making connections is like, you know, 101, as they say. But working with something that's unfamiliar, even a rotator, as I understand it, I've only had one apart and back together again. It was kind of a challenge to get down into the mechanisms of it. But it's largely mechanical. It is a motor. Motors are usually, depending on how many phases there are, they're easy to understand. But making the connections is a go or a no-go thing. When it doesn't go, you can. Sometimes I have been reduced. I don't know if you came upon this, but I've been reduced of just hunting and pecking. Okay, that don't work, so let's try this way. If that don't work, let's try that way. That's not really the best way to do it. I think you had it drawing a picture, a schematic, and taking pictures with your phone. I've really only done that a couple of times, but it served me well both times, especially if you have a phone that'll let you get close to a circuit board, you know. Yeah, that's really handy. Well, that is wonderful. I'm glad I got some of the story. Did you take any pictures?
For HKX. And just so you know, I was not going to bring that up, Ted. I was going to leave that one alone and not say a word about it. So, and no, we didn't take any pictures that I know of.
For NUE. Oh, no, I'm going to own it. I'm going to get out in front of it, because about another 3 or 4 days, Daniel's going to get me. So I'm just going to just go ahead and get it out there and get it over with. But hey, it's all good. Lesson learned. But Patrick, do you mind if I tell him about the coax?
Oh no, go ahead. You can share anything you want about it. You were there just as much as I was doing it, so it's your baby too.
One other thing that we decided to, while we had the antenna down, me and Patrick went in together and bought a roll of LMR 400 and split the roll. So we decided to measure while the antenna was down. We put a watt meter at the end of the run going into the antenna, which I'd say probably, I want to say it was 100 feet of RG8X. And Patrick keyed the dialed radio in to 50 watts, and we measured the wattage at the end of going into the antenna. So with RG8X 100 foot run, him putting 50 watts in, we were getting 18 watts at the antenna. And that was pretty eye opening. And then we put the LMR 400 in and forgot to measure. Or I did. But, I mean, there's an obvious improvement. I mean, obvious. Not just a little, but just a lot. So, I knew it would be lower, but I knew it'd be losing some. But I didn't think it'd be quite that much. But I mean, that's more than half his power with RG8X. X at 100 feet. I couldn't believe it.
I have KK4JBQ. I have heard other people who discover what the loss along a run like 100 feet might be, but that's a good thing that you had 100 feet there, so you can compare that with and get very close to the measurement that you didn't take. You can compare it with known values that other people have gotten with the same thing. You probably got almost 2 dB increase by going to LMR 400, and that's substantial. You'll notice that for sure. It's not without a great deal of trouble, I'm sure, to change them out. But it's very worthwhile. Very worthwhile. And Patrick, I'm so happy for you, I swear. You have gotten, one of the grand prizes. a tower is a grand prize. It is really an exceptional thing to be able to use. Most of us use trees or something else to lift a wire into the air. And putting a commercial antenna into a tree is just not a good thing. You know, I imagine it's been done. You know, somebody put a short pipe in the crotch of a tree and put a commercial antenna in it, like your beam. I'm sure people have tried that. But you got it, and that's sweet. That really is sweet. But both of you had a big time here lately, and I don't want to keep you up and keep you awake. You need your beauty sleep, they say. You know, KK4JBQ.
Can you eat? I need lots of sleep. I am a beauty queen. I'm just kidding. but it was quite the experience, and I think I got it to where it's really, in the grand scheme of things, of course, really not that difficult to take down and put back up. I mean, it's got a nice little electric winch on it, and getting the gib up was a challenge, but once we got it up, I'd say probably two people can get it up and down fairly easily. What do you think, Patrick? Two people can do it?
We could do it now. The only thing we got to worry about is that side to side a little bit. We got to figure out a way to stabilize it. But I think I've got a plan for that one, and I can manage that one on my own. And then I could be able to take it up and down by myself. I don't think it'd be too hard for two people to take up and down at all right now.
Can you eat? It's a tilt over, and got some good ideas here for the deer camp. I got a little short tower here at deer camp. It's got some problems. I got to do a little bit of welding on it and replacing a couple of things. But I've started bringing pieces up here every time I come to get something set up here. But it's just going to take me a little while to get everything positioned right.
KBQ. You know, Chad, with that skill that you have, a skill set that I did a little welding back in high school. We had to do that in a shop course that I took. And I did write well. But that's not anything like modern welding. There's so many different ways to do that with the different materials that you want to work with. But you have a skill there that, while you could just build a tower out of scrap, or certainly repair anything that might happen. That's a nice skill to have for so many reasons. And what do you call a short tower? I mean, does it go up 20 feet, something like that?